The image of flooding in Tennessee is no longer water nipping at roof lines. Now it's soggy furniture and dripping drywall piled up outside thousands of homes and businesses. Volunteers have fanned out to do much of the cleanup work, and people are questioning whether some of the flooding could have been prevented. From member station WPLN in Nashville, Blake Farmer reports.
John Gilreath owns Golden Eagle Jewelry in Clarksville, where his sales staff usually peddles diamonds and Rolexes. Today, they're shoveling soggy drywall into wheelbarrows and trying to salvage the merchandise. The jewelry store itself will have to be gutted. The gold and rubies can be saved, Gilreath says, which is why he's armed. He makes no attempt to conceal the black revolver strapped to his waist. Many cleaning up along the Cumberland River with Gilreath wonder whether the Army Corps of Engineers could have prevented some of the damage caused by 2 days of record rainfall. The agency controls the flow of water from upstream dams.
I think any way you slice it, somebody got flooded, either upstream or downstream, and we just happened to be downstream, and so we got screwed the most, I think.
Officials with the Corps of Engineers say they actually helped prevent more flooding. Still, Tennessee Senator Lamar Alexander has requested a congressional hearing. Governor Phil Bredesen says the Corps could have better communicated plans for releasing water, which ultimately flooded hundreds of riverside businesses now looking for financial help. Gilreath, the jewelry store owner, has only been offered a low-interest loan.
I'm just mad as hell about it all. It just is beyond belief that you can live in a country that writes checks for everybody. But yet, when I'm in deep trouble, and I'm one of the guys that has paid the bills all my life, there are no grants for me.
Some 23,000 people have applied for those federal grants. Kay Gupton is one of many who had no flood insurance and needs the assistance. She lives in the aptly named River Plantation neighborhood, where floodwaters were blamed for three of the state's 24 deaths. Gupton was trying to get some hired help to clean out her condo, but they never showed up. Volunteers beat them to it.
I guess those people are the ones you can really count on, the ones whose hearts say, I need to do this, as opposed to whose pocketbook says, oh, somebody up there is easier to get to than this one, I'll do them.
Volunteers are taking down the last of Gupton's kitchen cabinets after cutting out all the drywall and carpet. More than 10,000 people have already put in time with the agency Hands On Nashville, which has gotten praise from federal officials touring the damage. The volunteer figures don't count the churches.
I'm John Bottom. We're from Tusculum Hills Baptist Church.
Bottom has traveled the globe with his church's disaster relief team and worked close to home, just not usually this close.
We respond to disasters from the Gulf to Missouri, wherever we need to. It just happens this time it's in our own community and our own church members that we're helping.
What's the difference in being in your own backyard?
Not any. It all needs doing.
There's still plenty that needs doing, as initial damage estimates in Nashville alone surpass $1.5 billion. Some are showing support not just by volunteering. So far, more than 4,000 people from as far away as South Korea have helped the rebuilding effort by purchasing T-shirts that say, "We are Nashville." For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer.